Proclamation number 3927, dated the December 2, 1946. The fulfillment of prayer and firm belief. Father, your will be done. Single quote. You can obtain everything from me, if you only believe in me firmly and steadfastly. For if you bear my greater than great love for you in mind, you will also know that I will not leave any prayer unanswered. However, firm faith in me also includes absolute trust in me. It includes the certainty that Roman 1, in my wisdom, also recognize everything that is a blessing for you, and that I will not allow you to be harmed by granting you something that will not be beneficial for you. And this is why a profoundly devout human being will hand himself over to me unconditionally. He will leave it up to me what I choose to give to him. He will not demand but humbly present his requests to me, always making my will most important and commending himself to my love and grace. And I will give to him abundantly. I will never let him go short physically and spiritually, for I will never close my ears to my child's prayer. If, however, I deny you the fulfillment of a request, then don't doubt my love anyway, for it is precisely my love which wants to protect you from harm. And you, yourselves, are not always able to recognize the effect of a fulfilled request. Therefore, present your wishes to me trustingly and leave everything else to me, and my love will consider you such that your path to me will run smoothly, so that you will safely reach your goal, so that you will return as my children into the Father's house in order to live a blissful life in eternity. Yet always and forever make use of the strength of prayer. Call upon me in every situation in life. Come to me if you are in difficulty, and also think of me in hours of peace and quiet. Don't forget me so that I will not forget you either, and establish contact with me quite often through heartfelt prayer, and thereby constantly call me close to you. Then strength without measure will flow to you, if you look for me of your own free will, if your thoughts apply to me and your heart is urging towards me. You have to find the way to me yourselves, and therefore enter the bridge which I have established for you from earth to me. You have to pray, for in prayer your soul is rising into the spheres of light. In prayer you enter the bridge to me. In prayer the child steps in front of the Father. It establishes the relationship of a child to its Father, as it is my will. And if I am called upon as Father when a childlike heart is beating for me, I will answer every beseeching request. For I will not disappoint my children who come to me in complete trust. And my love will express itself to them. My love will hand out gifts in abundance. My love will take care of the child spiritually and earthly. And it will never ever again have to suffer adversity if its appeal to me is truly childlike. That is, if it sends its prayer to me in spirit and in truth. You all should make use of the grace of prayer, for you are able to achieve everything in firm, living faith in me and my love. Yet don't demand and complain or grumble if I seemingly won't grant your prayer, for then my fatherly love knows that the fulfillment of your prayer will only cause you harm, and in order to protect you from this it will deny itself. Yet anyone who always submits his will to mine will never be disappointed, for this is the true prayer which is pleasing to me, if he adds to all his requests, "Father, your will be done." Single quote. Amen.